When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
So, Jillian.
Oh,
it's that time.
It's that time of the month for So Jillian.
I'm excited.
Hey,
I'm quite used to this. You know why? Because I'm a narcissist, Cindy.
I thought you guys said you were a nurse. I was like, what?
No, can't do the sight of blood.
I
really
don't think that would
anything
work.
About me, though. Super exciting.
All right.
I'm ready. Heidi's tuned out. Rude.
Well, let's see.
Talking to Cody.
We could do a... let's do this little like celebrity theme. Like, did you have a childhood celebrity crush?
Jane Fonda. Barbarella.
Yeah, very nice.
She was so not nice when I met her, though. It was devastating.
Hey, she's probably earned it at this point.
No.
Why was she not nice? What did you do to her?
Nothing. And that's the thing. Like, it was years and years and years ago when Bob and I were shooting Biggest Loser in Australia. And we were staying at this hotel, and she was walking into the hotel. We were walking out of the hotel, and I was like, oh, my God. That's Jane Fonda. And I mean, like, as a kid, like, not because I wanted to be a fitness person. I was just obsessed with her.
Oh, yeah. Because
she was, like, an activist, and she was super pretty, and she's just, and strong and talented and, like, the best in her field. It won Oscars, and I just, like, adored her. Watched every movie. I had a list. I would check them off. And I don't think she knew who I was, or maybe she did. I don't know, or I don't know why that would matter. And, like, there were no phones. I didn't ask for anything.
Right.
But she was walking in. I was walking out. And I was like, excuse me, Miss Fonda. And I was like, I just want to say, you know, you're fantastic. And you had an incredible influence on me as a kid. And, like, she didn't even, like, she stopped, but, like, barely looked over her shoulder at me. Didn't even turn around. And she goes, is that all?
Oh,
yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, yeah, that's all. And the sad thing is, like, years later, they had asked me to participate in some charity thing she was doing, but I was like, no.
She was mean to me.
Yeah. I was so bummed. I was like, Barbarella is bitchy.
That's sad. I mean, because, like, I've seen people come over to you when we were having, like, some heavy conversation, and you just, hi, yo, that's so nice. And, I mean, you're
only time
you're
I can be
nice
a little bit like, guys, not now, is when I'm doing something with my kids.
Of course.
Like, when they were really little, and, like, they would get out of control at the airport and things like that, and you're trying to get through security, and someone's like, can I get a photo? And you're like,
are you kidding?
That was the old, like,
one hilarious. I'm like, hello.
Yeah.
Two unruly kids here.
Yeah, that would be
sure.
Yeah.
Sure thing. We'll just... Hey, kids, now will you stop?
Yeah.
We have to take a photo.
That was really like a few, like the only times I've ever been a little bit like, can you just, like, in that minute where I'm like, now's not really the time. And I didn't ask her for it. Yeah, anyway, that was my answer. Aww. Next one.
Well, then, who would be your celebrity road trip partner?
Mm. Oh, man.
Certainly not Jane Fonda.
Who would be fun?
Bill Nye. I love him.
Bill Nye.
That's good.
The science guy.
That'd be awesome. He would be fun on a road
Fuck
trip?
Yeah, Bill Nye.
Totally. You know all the secret spots.
It. I think like Bear Grylls or something. That would be
no.
Fun.
Anthony
You'd have
Bourdain.
To eat eyeballs and
show.
Stuff like that.
Oh, I love Anthony
She loves
Bourdain.
Bourdain.
Pull over, I see a lizard.
He's the best.
Yeah, Bourdain, she would do well. Heidi would do well with Bourdain.
Yeah.
Yeah, Heidi loves him.
Not like that he left his wife. Whatever.
He did.
I've heard some creepy things. But you know what? I can't go by things I hear.
Well, he's never home.
Yeah,
either.
That's true.
Yeah.
That would I mean, be tough. He's always on the road.
Yeah.
Talk about Instagram stories. That guy usually has a good one.
Oh!
Oh my gosh, I don't even follow him.
Oh,
but I, but
this
I do
is
enjoy
your
his
celebrity
show.
Road trip. You have to see what you'd be getting into.
Yeah, yeah. No wrong.
Here's another celebrity Bishop. One.
Oh, no, I'm your celebrity road trip.
Every day.
100%. Yes, every day.
She
no, there's
is
nobody
celebrity
else.
Road trip.
That's
nobody
right.
else.
I am the celebrity road trip for Bishop.
Can you do any celebrity impressions?
Can I?
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever heard you.
No.
You can do people around
imitate
you.
Anyone.
I can do people around me. I really just, I'm more of like a character actress. I like to do voices for the pets.
Oh,
house.
Yeah, you always do. That's true.
Yeah.
And you I give them a voice.
And I, yeah, like I like to, like they have their voice. Like Seven's like, oh, God, really? Oh, God. This is the worst. God damn it. But then like Duke was like, yeah, what are you guys doing? Got bacon and a snack. Hello, bacon. Like that was Duke, and Richard and Baxter were similar because they were yeah. both Latino. So
I remember
Baxter, yeah. Michael Michelson.
Oh, hello. Excuse me, buddy.
That was Baxter. Aww. I know Baxter, Michael Michelson. He was the best.
That's what, yeah. You do dog, so you do dog.
I do dogs.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Laura, my wife has a question for her weekly input, monthly input on this.
Okay.
What's the best advice you ever got?
Oh, I would have to say it was from, I've had multiple pieces of good advice, but from either Susie Orman has given me great advice and, oh my God, Tom Hanks' wife.
Rita Wilson.
Thank you, Rita. Yeah, I can remember her last name. Rita gave me great advice about following my gut.
Mm.
Yeah. Rita had like talked about how she'd been kind of bullied on a project.
Yeah.
And she didn't trust her gut and it went exactly the way she thought it was going to go. And I realized at that moment, it's like, you don't want to be the bitch because you get crucified for that. But then the project fails, they pin it on you anyway.
Yeah.
And you don't work with them again anyway.
Right.
So you're better off like fighting the good fight, having a chance that it's going to work. And then you work together anyway just because the project worked.
Yeah.
And then Susie has given me great advice because I used to be a very like fire with fire kind of a person. Like you step to me with fire, I will step to you with an inferno. But Susie was like, I mean, Jill, think logically. Like how do you fight fire with water?
Mm.
Preferably cold.
Mm.
And it that really, like, you know, I realized it was my ego that was like, I'll show you.
Yeah.
I will burn this whole place to the ground with me in the driver's seat, you know. And so those were, I think those are two things that really stuck with me.
That's great.
Yeah, I know.
what would you tell your 13-year-old self about life, body image, anything?
Jesus. Honestly, I mean, 13 was really bad.
It's a tough year for
a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
I would just be like, one day you're going to be out of here. You know, there's nothing worse than being a kid and being trapped in your parents' home, in my opinion. I mean, I felt like.
Yeah.
You know, or you're just, it's just the worst.
Yeah.
I hated it. And school wasn't good, but like. It really was a slice of hell. It was like a prison. Oh my God, it was awful. And I remember at 17 when my dad threw me out the night before Thanksgiving. And I had literally nothing. I'll never forget that feeling. Like, not a thing. I did steal my own car. I took my car. He chased me to get the car. And I stole my own car and went to a friend's house who had like a studio apartment in Northridge, because I was going to school for a little while at a place called college called CSUN. And she was at her parents' house up north. So she's like, stay at my place. And I mean, like, I didn't have a fork to like eat something that I had picked up, you know? Nothing. Like, I was like, oh my God, like, I don't have nothing.
Right.
I didn't have my clothes. I didn't have anything. And I was happy. I was free. I was like literally laying in the studio apartment in Northridge with nothing but my car. And I was like, I'm free. Mm. And I mean, you'd think that I'd be terrified. And I was like, oh my God, like, it felt like breathing oxygen for the first time in my entire life.
Wow.
I hated being a kid.
Isn't it amazing? It's just...
It was the worst.
That's all it took. That's all it took, and you're out.
Freedom. It was hell. Really. I mean, so like, if I could go back to my 13-year-old self, I would just be like, one day you will be your own person.
But you'd probably say, and if you can leave a fork in your car,
yes!
You're going to need it later.
Yes! Yeah, get some utensils. Exactly.
Oh, do you sing in the shower?
Sometimes.
No, in the shower.
Is there like a song? Like,
no, I don't sing in the shower.
Oh, she's in the shower. Or
every now and then.
I've heard sing you in before. The shower.
In the shower? It's usually something you every don't notice you're
That's
doing.
That's too cliche for me, shower.
She normally sings when she's trying to work.
What's that song you've
don't
been
even
singing?
Know.
We Shania haven't. Twain. Yes.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Shania Twain?
I was shocked.
Give
I was shocked. I heard that on your story. And I was like, I was impressed with your eclectic.
I just found out today.
Taste.
I think it was Howard Stern or something that Shania Twain. You know how her husband left her for her best friend?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
She married the husband.
Yes, of the best friend. They swapped.
Yeah, I just read that today.
That was a long time ago.
I know, but I just found out today.
Wow! I didn't know that.
Isn't that cool?
Right.
What?
Yeah, but that story was all about bonsai.
Hmm.
See,
I must have missed
the singing. And you know, I did notice that I kept listening very carefully. It did sound like she was actually singing you.
To Bonds.
Yeah.
Of course I would.
But I mean, we've heard you sing on
the show here. I do sing
on
to
the show
my
here,
animals. I sing to the kids in the car.
That's true.
I sing a lot to the kids.
Do you sing along with the radio?
No, I DJ very specific songs. To get them ready for things like school.
I mean, other than the ones we've heard on Instagram, or is there like a regular?
No, we mix it up. We like a lot of hip hop.
Yeah.
And sometimes we go to the classics, you know. But like the other day, Phoenix and I drove up. We got to school because we dropped off Luce. We were walking in, and I played "Show Up to the Party High."
That's lovely. And
totally appropriate.
Right up to the party. Right up to the party. Here, I'll play it.
No, sing it. It's the whole point.
Bishop, did you steal my phone?
It's right in front of you. Right in front. Oh,
right
my
there.
God.
Yep. Uh-huh.
That's okay. Hang on. I'll play it for you right now.
I think you should sing it, too.
Because think about this. This, right, is a perfect, appropriate song to get him ready for school. Right? I mean, it's right up to the party.
Hi. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was high. Is it hot?
That's what I said. I said high.
I think it's high, yeah.
It's not like HI, though.
I felt like I was heavy breathing, so I moved my mic.
Yeah. Where's that? No. No. I'll have to find it. Here, Cindy, you ask your question.
Just sing it.
I can't.
What's the last book you read?
I've been trying to get through The Universe in a Single Atom by the Dalai Lama.
Mm.
That's a dense-ass read.
Wow.
Are you audibling it?
I am. I have to audible because, like, I don't have time to, like, because when I listen to books, I'm either in the car or I'm trying to fall asleep. So, like, to sit and read is really hard for me these days because I'm like, there's so much I need to do.
Yeah.
But in the car, there's not a whole hell of a lot you can do except sing to your kids.
That's true.
When they go to school. All right.
Oh. Yeah.
I thought I crushed that. I love sleeping. I really do. And my Brooklyn and sheets are so comfy, I never want to get out of bed. It's almost a bad thing. The husband and wife team behind Brooklyn
really wanted to offer beautiful, comfortable bedding that people could afford. So Brooklinen doesn't have the usual crazy markup that most good bedding does. You don't have to spend a fortune. It's luxury bedding that's underpriced. And you can choose from a variety of colors and patterns. There's something for every style. I love my Brooklinen sheets so much, you might want to try them out too. And Brooklinen has an exclusive offer just for my listeners. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Jillian at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Jillian at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Jillian. Brooklinen, the best sheets ever. So there's this new company called Candid that's helping people get their confidence back through easy and affordable orthodontic care without ever leaving the house. First, they send you a modeling kit so you can take impressions of your teeth. My old assistant, Jeremy, did this and went crazy for it. His teeth look amazing. He sent Candid photos, and the Candid orthodontists take a look at your specific case. They give you a 3D preview of what your treatment's going to look like. And yes, they use actual orthodontists, not just dentists or dental professionals. Next, they make customized clear aligners, so you get straighter and brighter teeth in an average of 6 months. And it will cost you 65% less than braces. Candid also lets you talk to a real person anytime you have questions. They make it so easy. You're one step away from getting straighter, whiter teeth. Take advantage of Candid's risk-free modeling kit guarantee. Plus, when you use my dedicated link, candidco.com/Jillian, you'll save 25% off your modeling kit. That's candidco.com/Jillian to get 25% off the price of your modeling kit. CANDIDCO.com/Jillian.
Oh, hello, Sin Doggy.
Welcome to segment three.
Chill.
What segment is this?
Three.
This will probably be a two.
Oh, welcome to segment
two. We're
going
to talk some fitness tips
now. Oh, I'm ready.
Yes. So you were talking about the book that you are
working
on.
I know.
Working on.
It's an anti-aging book. It's incredible, actually.
Lori and I started talking about it.
It is, man. It has changed my life. I haven't had a book change my life since Master Your Metabolism.
Wow.
Now, like the pregnancy book, we had already lived through that.
Yeah, we sure did.
And that one was post. You know, it was like, oh my God, look at all this crap we learned. But this one, like, changed me. Changed my, a lot of the, it's fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
It's incredible stuff. But anyway, yeah.
Well,
what's your question?
No, look, this is something that my wife was very fascinated by when she was listening back to one of whichever episode this was on.
Okay.
So, and we started talking about like fitness over 50 that'll enable you to keep going, because we keep seeing all these like this 80-year-old woman working out and this,
yeah, but
like,
okay, so you bring up a great point, and I get that question a lot, like, oh, what about us 50-year-olds or us menopausal women or us boomers or us whatever? And there is no such thing as fitness for age. It's absurd. It doesn't exist. But here's what's so nefarious about that kind of mentality is that when you start thinking fitness for 50-year-olds, you tell me, you think fitness for 50. What would you say as the layman?
Well, I would say there are things that each stage of life your body isn't responding the same way to. So for instance, Lori was an avid runner. And at a certain stage of life, her hips started to hurt. Her knees started to hurt.
But it's not about a certain stage of life. It's about overuse. She ran too much. You only get so much flexion and so much extension.
Right.
That's why you need variety in your fitness regimen. So had Lori not been an avid runner, running for all those years, she wouldn't have the wear and tear.
Right. But I mean,
But her mistake is not being 50.
Right.
It's because she ran too much.
But even like if you just ran like 2 miles, like a few times a week for, well, I guess it would be for like 30 years.
I mean, I would tell you that she doesn't have enough variety in her routine to be balancing out her fitness. So she didn't do enough mobility training. She wasn't a well-rounded enough athlete. Mm. It's not about being 50.
Right. She didn't build up her other modalities of fitness. She didn't properly condition her core. She didn't have the mobility and too much flexion and extension, overuse, and lack of variety. Mm. It's not because she's 50. Variety. Well, variety is so the point is, this has nothing to do with your age.
Mm-hmm.
And when we start to think like, oh, I'm 50, so I need to train like this, you create the very thing you're afraid of. Oh, I can't jump.
Right.
Oh, I can't lift. Oh, I can't do that kind of stretching. I'm 50. But right. You create the very things that you're... So by not lifting heavier, or by not doing the mobility work, or by not doing the impact training, right, that helps with bone density and heart rate intensity and conditioning your cardiovascular system and creating mitochondrial biogenesis and all of this stuff, like you're it's a foregone conclusion. That's why the way you think
mm-hmm.
is going to affect the way you behave, which is going to dictate the outcome of your reality.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, there's no such thing as training for 50.
Mm-hmm.
There's training for your level of athleticism. So you might be a 20-year-old that has never run before. You're a beginner and you get out there and you run and yeah, you're going to injure yourself.
Right, right.
I mean, if you don't train properly, if you haven't been training properly... Yes, if you've been taking poor care of your body, it's not about being 50, though.
Right.
It's about leaving the car out in the rain. Mm-hmm. Do you see what, like, and not changing the oil and not putting good fuel in it. So you start over and you condition from square one, which is, all right, we go back to the beginning just like we would do at any age. And we train with variety and consistency and the appropriate level of intensity, which is based on your heart rate. So your heart rate, it doesn't matter what level of athlete you are. It's 220 minus your age. So if you're a beginner athlete and you're 40, all right, 220 minus 40 is 180. You work at 80% of that number, somewhere like 160, let's say, 160 beats a minute. And you go, well, wait a second. What about the 40-year-old that's a beginner and the 40-year-old that's an extreme athlete? They're at the same heart rate? That doesn't make sense.
Mm.
Well, the extreme athlete needs to sprint at 12 miles an hour to get to 160 beats per minute.
Right, right.
The beginner's going to walk at 3 miles an hour and be out of breath.
Right.
That's how it's the great equalizer. So it's the rules remain the same.
Mm-hmm.
You should hit every modality of fitness. Mobility, right, which is flexibility and strength combined. What's power? It's speed and strength combined.
Mm-hmm.
Agility. We know these things. Balance, stability, coordination. Right. So any human being, that's what functional means. You work out in a way that allows you to pick up the thing off the floor, to reach up and place the box up on the top shelf, to turn around and get the door. Like, that's functional. Being a multidimensional living creature that synergizes multiple muscle groups at the same time. Functional training. Right. And functional training includes all modalities of fitness. And we don't jump in. We start, you know, at the beginning and we work our way up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there are 50-year-old athletes that are incredible because they've been training the right way for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about being 50.
Right, right.
It's about what you've done up until now and where you're currently at.
Mm-hmm.
Period. No yeah. matter what your age. So you got to get that out of your head. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I look at women who are in their 40s, and sometimes I think they're in their 20s. And what does she say? Like, there was an Asian girl that was at this thing Sarah and I were at yesterday. She looked like she was 20, but she was not.
Oh.
And she was like, what was it?
Asian don't raisin.
That's it. Yeah, it's like black don't crack and Asian don't raisin, because she looks so young. And I was like, bitch, it ain't because you Asian. You know you taking good care of yourself. You know what you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and then I'll look at somebody who's my age and I'm like, Jesus, dude. Woof.
Drink some water.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And so you can't think of it that way.
I think you're right. It can become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
100%.
If you're like, oh, I can't do that anymore. I'm this age. But I think you also, if there's... at any age, an injury or something that doesn't feel right, it's what you said. You change it up.
Yes.
Because and for Lori, she started rowing. I think she's told you about that, where
yeah.
rowing became this great things.
She needs to do other stuff too.
Well, yeah,
though.
But she's able to run again because she's been rowing. She's always lifting and she's doing all that.
Right.
But,
okay.
But I think that is the trick: is if you're not doing a lot of variety, or if you're just doing the same thing, which would bore me to death, you just start mixing it up and start adding.
Yes.
I mean, this is why I love Pilates, because
you just got to do
different all the time. It is, though. We never do the same. I'm still doing exercises I've never done before.
Yeah, but you're not doing modalities that you haven't done before.
Meaning?
Like, there's no power in Pilates. So power is speed and strength together, combined.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's
no
jumping, and there's... But,
there's jumping in Pilates?
Oh, we have jump boards and stuff. We get a heart rate up on that.
All right, okay.
But you're right. No, it's...
You do have the flexibility. You do have the strength.
Yeah.
What about stability?
Well, it's all core, but my hamstrings also are like way different than they ever were. Like, I have strength in the back of my legs that I never had before.
All right.
But
I still would like to see you like lift.
Yeah, you know, and I
it's
used to
so
love lifting
important.
And I don't know why I don't do it. I can do it at home all the time.
Do it once or twice a week.
Yeah, I could totally. I mean, it's so I used to do it while I watched TV, and for some reason I have to add that back. You're right. I will.
Get back into it, Holger.
I promise.
All right. I'm done.
I don't know about you, but I have a long list of books that I want to read, and I don't have the time to get to them all. And that's one of the reasons that I use Blinkist. So check this out. They're the only app that takes thousands of the best-selling nonfiction books and condenses their most insightful ideas down to just 15 minutes. You can read them, or you can listen to them on your phone, pretty much anywhere. It's a great way to add reading and learning into your daily routine without disrupting it. It's so easy for me to listen to my car or like when I'm trying to fall asleep. You should definitely check out The Art of War if you're an entrepreneur, but there are just so many cool books out there, and they're on Blinkist. The Blinkist library is giant, from classics like Think and Grow Rich to current bestsellers like The Selfish Gene, and they're always adding new titles. 5 million people are using Blinkist to expand their minds in 15 minutes at a time. So get started. Right now, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. You go to Blinkist.com/Jillian to start your free trial, or get 3 months off your yearly plan when you join today. That's Blinkist, spelled BLINKIST.com. Blinkist.com/Jillian to start your free trial or get 3 months off your yearly plan. Blinkist.com/Jillian. You guys have heard me talk about how hard it is to find the right person to hire. Well, with LinkedIn, it doesn't have to be a nightmare. You already know that LinkedIn has the world's largest professional network. And it's a great way to find great talent because 70% of the workforce is already on LinkedIn. And even if the perfect candidate isn't looking for a new job at the moment, your posting will show up in their feed. So the hiring pool is that much bigger. Businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. And that's because LinkedIn considers skills, experience, location, and so much more to match and promote your job to potential hires. 22 million professionals are looking and applying to jobs on LinkedIn every week. If you're not using LinkedIn to hire people, you're missing out. So go to LinkedIn.com/Jillian and get a $50 credit toward your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/Jillian for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply.
So she says, let's start. I'm ready. And she's showing videos.
Oh. I'm trail riding.
Is that Buzz?
Lisa and I are going out.
I'm ready.
All right. So we've got some emails here for you.
Don't mind me putting my bare feet up in your face there, Cindy.
It's no problem. I'm going to tickle them.
That
works. Really scare the crap out of them. No, put them back. It's okay.
No.
So,
that was creepy.
So I think this month we will go over the opinion, advice, recommendations, things like that.
I'm ready.
So we've touched on this a little.
Whenever you're
in
ready.
A segment.
I'm ready when you're ready.
Are we ready?
She's on auto. We have to turn it back to manual. But Melanie was saying about organic food when you're dealing with a budget and a family culture that won't support the expense of organic meat. Is it worth it to stress over the dirt over the Dirty Dozen.
Yeah. Meaning stress, like, as in focus on that?
Yeah, I think she's – it sounds like she's saying, should I even bother?
Hell yeah, she should bother. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, and I'm pretty sure most of you do, the Dirty Dozen are the – I'm sorry.
They're exhausting
the fruits
foods
and vegetables.
That are the most heavily sprayed and absorb the most pesticides because they're thin-skinned. So things like berries and apples and what have you. And yes, you should stress over it because if you can have an orange, a pomegranate, a mango, something like that, that has a thicker skin or a rind, watermelon, and you'll get far less pesticide, fungicide, herbicide, rodenticide. I don't even know how that's a thing. Residue, then yeah. You got to think of this kind of toxic soup that we're surrounded by. It's an accumulative issue, right? Like, we breathe it, we drink it, it goes on our body, it's in our food, it's this, it's that. Well, wherever we can remove it, it's going to be better. You know, it's a step forward is a step forward. So again, I always say, like, eat less meat. And if you can't go organic, like, choose the chicken instead, because at least it doesn't have the hormones. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, you make the effort where you can make it. I'm going to yawn again.
Oh, well, and as Heidi mentioned in a previous or future episode.
She has ordered it 2 minutes ago.
Costco actually has organic now.
They do.
So that you can, if you do the work, you might be able to actually find affordable
you
organic.
You do have to do the work. Yeah. Thrive Market is another great option. Oh, they deliver to you at wholesale prices, and shipping is free. Like, if you get an order over $50.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. On the on the same financial topic, Felicia has been reading.
Boy, the energy's low around here.
Well, coffee's coming. has been reading your Master Your Metabolism and listening closely to the Dr. Axe segments, and wants to take the next step with protein powders and more organic food choices.
Aww.
What are your suggestions for cleaning up my body without spending a large sum? And I definitely have found that a lot of the powders are
well,
in the stores
okay.
are
it,
expensive.
Look, if you're reading Master Your Metabolism, then you know that the first step is remove. Remove crap. So you clean up your body by stop putting junk into it. Right? That's step one. That's a big step, by the way. Then restore. Yes. I mean, clearly restoring would be eating like high nutrients. You know, the goal is like, all right, we want to eat foods that are nutrient dense. And you've got also lifestyle things you can do. The more sleep, you know what I mean? If you want to get like 7 to 8 hours, you want to manage your stress levels. You want to socialize more. Like there are things that you can do that will help change your biochemistry for the better as well, that don't cost money. And exercise, it doesn't have to cost money.
Mm-hmm.
Do it at home in your living room. Yeah. Go for a jog, go for a walk, go for a bike ride, go for a hike. Exercise is one of the top things that you can do to make your body healthier. And essentially, housekeeping for your cells. That's free.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it's easy to say like money and this and that, but it doesn't eat less, move more.
Yeah.
And avoid the chemicals where you can.
So don't worry about like, oh, now I'm going to do protein powders and I'm gonna have to go invest.
Protein powders to me are just like a snack, a meal replacement.
Yeah.
If you want. But I mean, if you know, I add them to things, but you don't need to.
I actually thought about this, a question about like bone broth. So I know
like
the bone
collagen.
Broth powder. Is
I take the collagen.
But what about bone broth itself? Like, because whenever I have a leftover rotisserie chicken, I'm making bone broth.
As you should.
And
that's the best way to consume
so
it.
So you can, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's that way you're also using your leftovers to their fullest, and then you'll get your collagen
absolutely.
Bone broth.
Heidi's mom is like the queen of that.
Yeah, it's great. I mean,
she always let that woman will use a freaking turkey toenail. Dude, don't try to throw anything away when that woman's in the kitchen.
That's great.
That bitch cray. She's like, what happened to that fucking eyeball? I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, no, she doesn't screw around. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
So, Chris writes, he's been listening to the show. He's having a good time. He's one of our, we actually have a question from a man.
I'm ready.
He would like to know, what do you think of the benefits of diatomaceous earth? Dr. Axe has an article on it. I've read mixed things. Should I be incorporating it into my morning smoothie?
Heidi, what is that?
Diatomaceous earth.
I use it for ants to keep them out of the greenhouse and things. It's basically like shells or fossils of insects, I believe, or something.
Silica or insects, yeah.
Yeah.
What's silica?
So my sister does it too for the
scars,
ants.
Silica.
It is.
Really? Yeah.
Well, silicon? Maybe. Different?
It's like from the
silicon they put on scars.
Silica, I think, is the stone, no?
I like don't know.
Silica is the earth? Stuff in the little packet to keep food fresh, isn't it?
People
silica
are eating
that? That, I think, is... Yeah.
Oh,
that,
yeah, you're yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. But, oh. Yeah, Dr. Axe has something on it about your skin, about purifying water.
Like, where do you even buy diatomaceous earth?
Lowe's or Home Depot.
Here it is.
Yeah.
It's true.
Hang on.
The hard work. Oh. It really works on the ants.
It does. Bug killer you can eat. Here it is. All right, so hold on. Diatomaceous earth, often referred to as DE, is an off-white talcum powder-like substance that is the fossilized remains of marine phytoplankton. When sprinkled on a bug that has an exoskeleton, such as bedbugs, ants, or fleas, it compromises their waxy coating so that their innards turn into teeny tiny bug jerky. Disgusting. But it doesn't hurt mammals. We can eat it. We do eat it. It's in lots of grain-based foods because lots of grains are stored with diatomaceous earth to keep the bugs from eating the grain. Okay. Oh, die, bugs, die. And this goes on and on.
It doesn't make me want to eat it.
Diatomaceous earth kills bugs.
It seems like we're already eating it, even though
I was going to say, well, first of all, I've encountered a dozen ignorant boobs that have proclaimed diatomaceous earth does not work. Okay. I mean, here's my thought on this. Look, at the end of the day, I mean, I'm pretty sure that we can eat clean and live healthy without these kind of exotic things. I'm not suggesting it's by any means bad. I just think, like, it sounds kind of out there, you know, and potentially very unnecessary.
Yeah.
And if it is in grains already, then yay, we've killed two birds with one stone. But I mean, you know, like...
Say two brains? Birds.
Didn't I say birds? Two birds with one stone.
I'm out of her brains.
Well, if you'd been storying, Bishop.
Sorry, Jake could also rewind.
No, let's not.
Okay.
I just think we don't need to get crazy with this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, this is so fringe. Like, if you're doing it and you've done the homework on it, and okay, great. But, you know, I just think it's not particularly relatable or accessible or necessary.
Kind of weird.
It sounds like,
I'm not crapping all over it. I'm just saying I wouldn't go out of my way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is actually with the summer coming. Kelsey wanted to know, when trying to find an organic or natural sunscreen, it seems that nothing works.
Go ahead,
can you
Heidi.
Recommend a natural one?
Go ahead, little mouse. Mm.
Well, I did a segment
up to
on
the
this.
Mic, please.
I did a segment on this a while ago.
Where?
On your podcast. Remember when I had the skin cancer?
Yeah, I do.
And then I recommended sunscreen?
Yep.
I'm guessing she means that she still gets burnt.
Yeah, I think it's because it's, you know, she's got kids too.
She
said nothing seems to work.
I use,
nanoparticles.
I use Badger, or there's zinc. One called, I think it's called Coco, the one that I gave
Straight
you the other
zinc
day.
Straight up zinc, too.
Yeah. What about Kula? Do you?
That's the one.
Yeah, Kula. Badger was really too thick for me, but Kula is...
Kula's great, but it's only 30. That's as high as it comes.
No.
And for your face.
Oh, for your face, yeah.
Yeah. And, and I think our dermatologist said 50 for your face every hour reapply.
Yeah, because the number is the number of minutes that it supposedly works for. So if you do a 30, you should reapply it in 30 minutes.
Really? I've never
heard
that.
I don't know if that's really what the number comes from or if it's just sort of an easy guide.
Yeah.
But that's what they seem to say.
Yeah. But I think zinc is important, right? Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there are a lot that I think work anyway. Or wear long sleeves, handkerchief, and a hat. What are you bored?
We're thrilling her. We're just thrilling. Okay, then let's go to the subject
it's
that we know you
going.
Love.
It's still going.
All right, we'll be done.
God.
jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.